You're listening to Maya Amano, Whispers to the Heart, a series of reflections within. This is a space for your soul to reconnect with the heart, the mind, and the body it is attached to. And we start with a poem titled Lost Identity. The closer I came to my Lord, the closer I got to myself. The problem with that is I didn't know who I was. For I had never met my soul without my ego barricading it. I had never met my heart without the cracks being all that I saw. And even though I was becoming a better me, I didn't recognize myself the more I attached to a Muslim identity, for I had never met her. So yes, I got closer to the real me, the closer I got to my creator, but I'd be lying if I said it was comfortable. Because when have you ever felt safe with a stranger? We have different levels of ourselves. We have the lowest self, the highest self, and everything in between. And this is where our free will comes in. You can take on the identity of the lower self or the higher self, and it's a completely different identity you take on. You're a completely different person with different values, behaviors, levels of healing, attachments, etc. Everything in the lower versus the higher will be different. You would be living in a different world when we compare the two. So what then happens when you start becoming closer to Allah? You start moving towards the higher self, and with that, towards a new identity. A better, but also different version of you. A version you may not have ever met, and it may be in conflict with the identity you have right now. It becomes a clash of identity because the truth you know, or the truth you want to live by, is in direct conflict with who you are today and how you live today. And this is different from the sense that we all make mistakes and fall short. I'm talking about those who go through a deeper identity shift when they start becoming closer to Islam. So women who put on the hijab, for example, may go through this, because now they take on the identity of a visibly Muslim woman, and they may not have been prepared for that because it wasn't part of their social identity for so many years. Or someone who now has to say that to their friends, I can't go there, you guys are drinking. Or I need to go pray. If people don't know you to be that way, it could feel like you're taking on a whole new identity right in front of them. And family too. Maybe they knew you in your past and all your past mistakes, and they bring it up to you when you're trying to change. So all of this can make coming closer to Allah feel more difficult, but it doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. In fact, it means you're doing everything right. It should be uncomfortable because you're shaking your habits. You're shaking your nafs, your lower self. You're shaking your world right now. And for what? For the sake of your Lord. But you know, sometimes when you want the ripest mango, the one sitting a little higher than all the other branches, a little shake isn't enough. You have to give it a good shake for it to reach the highest branch. So the more shaken up you are, the more you are calling your higher self, because a little shake is going to be equal to less change. So a lot of shake is a lot of change. It's at the point of transformation, of evolution. And even though it's not comfortable right now, chances are you weren't truly comfortable before by living a life or identity that felt out of alignment with who you truly are, with who you're meant to be. But this feeling is temporary. You'll eventually get to know the real you, the one who's been seeking to be seen by you your entire life. So take it step by step and do not make it harder on yourself, because of course, Shaitan will do everything to make this path feel so difficult and so unsustainable, just to get you to give up and turn back. So be gentle with yourself. Make sustainable changes you can maintain consistently. And allow yourself to walk this path with sincerity, trusting that Allah sees your efforts and will guide you the rest of the way. Do not downplay any of the changes that feel small. For as long as you are taking steps in the right direction, you are on the right path. So your reflection of the day is, what part of you is trying to transform but feels held back by the identity you've outgrown? Some examples can be starting to pray but feeling judged by old friends, feeling out of place when hanging out with certain people or being in certain environments, wearing hijab and feeling like a stranger to yourself, or growing out your beard and feeling like a stranger, saying I can't go because there's alcohol and you're feeling awkward, being reminded of your past when you're trying to change, or feeling torn between who you were and who you want to become. Take care and talk soon.